What's up, everybody? I'm Bear with BearIndependent.com. It is 12:45 Central, 24 November 21. Today, we are going to talk about without rule of law and some shortages in the supply chain right around Turkey Day, right before. You know, you thought the, You thought the global pandemic was, the plague. It's not. It's turkey coma. That's what's going on right now. I got to change a thing. I got to hit a button because I'm so good at this. I'm so good at what I do. Where is it? It's not even on here. Beautiful. I like that. Good. Well, you know what? We're here now. So where the heck did it go? Doesn't matter. We'll just use this one. And now somebody's calling me. I know who it is. It's John from the gun store. What's up, John from the gun store? I'm in the middle of something right now. I'll talk to you later. By the way, don't tell my wife. So, now with that, I can go over here. Completely derailed my train of thought. Publish now. And there we go. Okay. I'll change the thumbnail later. Right, that would be the responsible thing to do. Change the thumbnail later, dummy. All right. Let's maybe do a brief screen share on 24 November 21, Bear Independent Intel Brief. Members of the Bear Nation, that's y'all. By the way, if you'd like to be a featured member of the Bear Nation, intel@bearindependent.com is the email address that you use. Repeat, intel@bearindependent.com. Our Dance Monkeys, our research team there, a group of phenomenal individuals who take the data that you send in and correlate that into the reports that we receive. So human intelligence, as well as Rumint, which we're not a big fan of, as well as OSINT, open source information intelligence. We put all that together in these packages. And so if you'd like to participate in that, intel@bearindependent.com, or if you just want to tell the Dance Monkeys, Happy Turkey Day, Dance Monkeys, than intel@bearindependent.com. So, members of the Bear Nation have sent in their own evidence in their local areas of rising prices and shrinkflation. Businesses have received notifications of massive price hikes, unavailability of parts and supplies, and more. One person in the Northeast sent in a list of items that the local high school couldn't acquire for the cafeteria. He pointed out that there is no harvest in the region at this time of year due to the climate, so if they can't get something by shipment, that's it. Quote, schools have a potential to close and go virtual because they can't feed their kids if this gets worse, end quote. The struggle on the ground is very real for many people, but it appears that members of the government are absolutely tone deaf. Biden suspended all federal leases for oil and gas and shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, but he has dismissed the accusations that his environmental policies are what have created higher gas prices for everyone. He also may not be aware that he actually did any of these things, speaking to the mental state of the commander-in-chief. Quote, what it's doing is increasing the availability of jobs, end quote. I'm sure that's what it's doing. Meanwhile, Jesse Lee, the White House senior advisor for the communications for the National Economic Council, dismissed the idea that there's a turkey shortage this year, tweeting that there's plenty of turkey to go around. It's just that the price is higher. Oh, no big deal. He then added that the expanded child tax credit is more than enough to cover it. Roll call. Oh, the expanded child tax credit. Thanks, bro. And I know for many people, that's a thing. Let me tell you what it's like being on the other side of that as a small business owner. That what that means is they take more money out of my pocket. And what that means is in order for me to be able to continue doing what I do, which is, if you're unfamiliar with our mission statement at Refuge Medical and Refuge Training, to save lives while in service to the Father's kingdom and experiencing the abundance of His provision and blessing, and paying the 17 families that work with us, that means I have to charge more money in addition to all the supply chain bullcrap in order to be able to do that. So what happens? You get an expanded child tax credit, but every single business out there that provides all the things that you have to buy that is being taxed into the ground has to charge more money. So you didn't really get an expanded child tax credit, did you? You didn't get a cost of living upgrade, did you? It's a, ugh, don't even start me in on MMT and high flat, high taxes and all that. Meanwhile, Roll Call reported that this year's Thanksgiving meal will be 10 to 14% more expensive than last year, and media outlets everywhere are noting that families everywhere will be trimming their tabletop offerings. Thanksgiving on a budget, and tips for saving money this Thanksgiving, and tips for cooking a more affordable meal are common headlines in the news feeds this week. In some more liberal places, the release valve for this squeeze is found where there are fewest consequences. In California, stores often have no chase policies, and shoplifting less than $950 is a misdemeanor rather than a felony. I was literally on the phone with someone this morning who's trying to relocate from California. It's a thing. I have a good friend of mine, Brent, in North Texas. What's up, Brent? I don't know if you're watching or not. That is his whole shtick. That's what he does, is relocate people from California to Texas. And he has a way of grading said individuals so that he's relocating good people, not questionable people, to Texas. Good on you, Brent. And now, who's texting me? It's Dudley. Dudley's texting me now. What do you need, Dudley? Copy that. Dudley, if you're watching, just come here. Sound good? All right. At least 24 businesses in the San Francisco area have been looted in a series of crime sprees. Over the weekend, a mob of about 80 people with crowbars and ski masks looted a Nordstrom and maybe 12 other stores. You can get away with that in the cities in the high population density areas. You can't get away with that out here. Yet another reason to come out and hurt my people. The mobs in Oakland fired only about 175 shots total, forcing officers to retreat. Copy that. Good place to live. Fox News quoted Walnut Creek Mayor Kevin Wilk, quote, "No city can be prepared for one day with no notice, 80 people committing an organized theft within 1 minute," end quote. No, can't be you can't respond to that, but you can create an environment where that is not tolerated, and you can respond to that in various different ways. There's a rule for people who steal. We call it the rock pile rule. Make an example out of them. And then what happens the next time? You think twice about it. California isn't the only state with cities struggling to keep the peace. In New York City, robberies are still increasing citywide. Who'd have thought? And in D.C., the 200th homicide has been recorded for the first time since 2003. Gasp, I'm surprised. The D.C. Police Union issued a press release after the milestone was reached, saying, quote, "Since the passage of the so-called emergency legislation in June 2020, 417 police officers have separated from Metro PD. What is more alarming is that 54% of those have left have resigned, while only 38% have retired. So over half of those 417 officers just turned their badge in. Screw this, bullshizer. I'm not doing this job anymore. And I know a lot of law enforcement officers who are in that boat. And I'm telling you this, I can sympathize with both sides of the argument, because on the one hand, if the good officers leave, that leaves only the bad officers and the new recruits who are going to be more likely to enact tyranny on behalf of the government that they represent, the government that pays their paycheck. On the other hand, if you're a good moral and ethical person within a corrupt system and you lose things like, I can't remember what the heck it's called, but if you lose the ability to do your job, and you lose the protection of the department, and you're now liable as an individual, as an officer, qualified immunity, there we go. When you lose qualified immunity, which many have, why would you continue? Now you're not just putting yourself at risk every day when you throw on your vest and you go to work, you're putting your family and your legacy at risk as well for, in many cases, a bunch of scumbags that think it's a good idea to just shoplift and break things and do drugs and drive fast and otherwise be degenerates in our society. So I totally understand both sides of the coin. And this is not to advocate for one or the other, but it's simply to point out that it's an indicator. More and more and more police officers are walking off the job. Over half of the 417 Metro PD officers that have separated since June 2020, 54% of them just simply turned in their badges and said, screw this, I'm done. Over 225 of them. The total strength of the police department is now below 3,400, the lowest number in decades. That'll end well. Let's alt tab. Okay, fair. Sounds good, guys. Wrong alt tab. Gosh. What's up to everybody in the chat? All the blue wrenches. Stalwart Peacekeeper is here. He had some good Instagram shares today. If you're not following him on the IG, you're probably wrong. Let's see, Mr. Tweetman himself, Jesse Lee. There's plenty of turkey to go around. Screen share time. And turkey farmers agree. I'm sure they do. The price is up about a dollar a bird for a pretty big bird. The expanded child tax credit coming in monthly is a lot more than that. Okay, I believe you. From rollcall.com, turkey gobbles up Thanksgiving dollar. Vilsack's meal focuses on the basics. The tab for Thanksgiving feast for 10 is 14% higher than last year in the annual survey released Thursday by the American Farm Bureau Federation, confirming that food inflation will take a bigger cut out of the consumers' pockets. By Ellen Ferguson. Thank you, Ellen. We've talked about this before, that the realized rate of inflation right now is somewhere between 10 and 12%, not including energy and food. In many cases, energy is up 50%. Food is up between 18 and 30%, depending on who you ask, where you are, and what you're talking about. So, no big deal, right? Just the devaluation of the U.S. dollar in this very moment as we experience it. But, you know, don't worry about it. We're just going to shut down energy production, so we'll free those people up to work other jobs. Sounds great. Thank you, Mr. Poopy Pants President, the potato himself. Democrats can comfort themselves with an Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack's pared-down shopping list for the holidays, showing only a 5% increase, but also excluding some of the trimmings. And this article, blah, blah, is hardcore blah, 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 but you've got links to this in the description, as always. From The Blaze, a mob of 20 robbery suspects descend on yet another California department store. Earlier this week, a mob of 80 stormed a Nordstrom in San Francisco area and made off with an undisclosed amount of goods and merchandise. We need to bring back rooftop AK-wielding small store, small business owners. Like, that's... I'm all for that. I'm all for that. Wrong store... Mother trucker, yeah, I know there's kids that watch this show, inexplicably, there's kids that watch this show, whatever, man, I'm just saying there's something about the chunka of a 76239 that makes you think that you might have picked the wrong place to burglar today, right? I'm like, I'm a bad burglar, I'm not so good at these petty larcenies and all this, I'm just gonna, oh, I'm bleeding out now, oops. Authorities say that a group of at least 20 looters took part in a smash-and-grab break-in and used a sledgehammer to break into the store. So, that's good. Good indicator right there. The D.C. Police Union issued this statement this morning as D.C. sadly hit 200 homicides last night. We just talked about this. Since the passage of the so-called emergency legislation in June 2020, 417 police officers have separated from MPD. The police union stands with elected leaders. Oh, well, that's good for you, police union. You should, rather than representing your constituents, you should stand with the elected leaders who understand that policing alone will not end the surge in violent crime. We support wraparound programs and the innovative public health approaches to violent prevention. Uh-huh. We also know that there's an immediate need to do more to protect residents. We ask that elected officials provide MPD with the resources to fulfill that mission. Well, I know things are bad, but if you just give us some more money, I promise we can make it better. The resources to fulfill that mission and temper rhetoric that encourages hostility and mistrust in the police. We have always worked cooperatively with elected officials and seek to restore that comity. Good use of today's word, comity. Little did they know. From RT.com, is Russia going to invade the Ukraine? The question that's on the top of everybody's mind, I know, that it's not, are we going to have the berries or the jelly when it comes to cranberry sauce? That is not what people want to know. It's not, nobody is frantically Googling how long do I actually cook a Google for today, cook a turkey for today. What we need to know is Russia going to invade Ukraine. And I figured RT was maybe a decent place to get some of that information, fully acknowledging that it is 100% Russian propaganda. But maybe we could read between the lines. And then I started reading this article and realized it's really long and says basically nothing. It's a bunch of posturing and flim-flamming back and forth. You brought me water?
Yeah.
You are an okay child. You know that? Thank you so much. Sure. Perhaps I shall keep you. All right. So, a couple of points that this article makes is that Russia feels that the U.S. is antagonizing them by their cooperation with the separatists, the partisans in Ukraine. And therefore, as they're saying, we would not strike unless, you know, they struck first, unless Ukraine struck first. Well, you got 90,000 people on the border, somewhere between 90,000 and 200,000, although they said that 200,000 was just simply a military exercise. But about 90,000 troops stationed on the border currently, just waiting, you know, for somebody to do something. Black swan event, anybody, and they're going to blame it on the United States and their involvement their involvement with Ukraine. This little paragraph right here was interesting. Besides this, former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev recently penned an article explaining that Russia's best policy towards Ukraine is to do precisely nothing. One assumes that Medvedev, media at Bear Independent, Med something, whatever, as deputy chairman of the Security Council, to some extent reflects the opinion at the highest levels. But an invasion is the precise opposite of nothing. Russia's leaders can hardly want to do both at the same time. And so, just basically a propaganda piece saying, hey, we're going to do nothing unless you make us do something, Estados Unidos. I thought it'd be good to pull up Google Earth and look at the region that we're talking about again here. And so if you're looking at your screen, this will make sense to you. If you're not, it won't make sense to you at all, and that's okay. And so here to the east, we have basically everything east of this line running right here is Russia, which is a massive country. We have the Ukraine in the bottom of the image here, and then above that we have Belarus, and to the west of Belarus along this border we have Poland. And this is the border between Poland and Belarus that the humanitarian crisis is piling up, literally and figuratively, with people along this border, where now the international community is decrying the use of unauthorized force such as pepper spray to keep these people back. Roger that. But this is the reason that that's happening. And just to the south of Belarus, which is full of scumbags, like not the people, but the leadership there, full of scumbags, you have Ukraine, which leadership-wise is full of scumbags. Why? The only reason we are being involved, we being the United States, in any of this, other than, I don't know, financial gain for certain individuals, is the proximity here to Russia. Proximity, proxy, same root word, proxy wars, right? We've talked about that in the past. And so, to the east of this border here in Ukraine, the Luhansk and Donetsk regions, these are the areas that Russia very likely is going to take. They currently control Crimea, which is this little peninsula, this thing that sticks out into the Black Sea right here, where NATO has done some naval exercises recently as a little flexing of the muscle just to be like, hey, what's up, Russia? Yeah, we still got it too, which is stupid. It's just kind of, it's like when your little brother, your little sister is waving their hand in their face going, I'm not touching you, I'm not touching you, and then they haul off and beat your ass. Okay, so my opinion, there's no need to show our military prowess in this region. Russia squarely controls this region, and this is the Crimea right here. And many have said, and I would agree, most recently, namely Pastor Joe Fox of Viking Preparedness, has said that when Russia comes across this border, and again, I agree, that they're going to this river right here, the Dnipro River, And there has been issue with the flow of water here, that the water coming from the Dnipro River down into the Crimean Peninsula has been cut off, which is allowing the, or disallowing the people on the Crimean Peninsula who believe themselves to be or are allied to ideologically with Russia, they're experiencing drought. And so Russia has made it quite clear that, hey, that's not going to fly for very long. And Russia very much so wants the Crimean Peninsula because they have naval bases stationed all through this area. Additionally, Donetsk and Luhansk are breadbasket regions. And breadbasket regions are very important when you're fighting wars and or going into global scarcity. And so it's highly likely that Russia, that has 90,000 people aligned along this border right here between Ukraine and Russia, that when they launch from here, from Russia, across this border, they're going to go at least to the Dnipro River. They'll probably go beyond it a little bit and then establish control of the Dnipro River. And it doesn't take a genius to look at the map here and go that Kiev, that the capital of Ukraine, is right here, essentially on the Dnipro River. And 90,000 dudes blitzkrieging across that border, followed up by another 110,000 that are just in the neighborhood for a military exercise, is, going to be pretty devastating. And people have, you know, surmised, they've opined that, well, this time of year, the ground isn't going to be frozen, there's going to be lots of mud, it's going to be difficult for them to move people. Guys, this is literally Russia's backyard. You think they don't know that? They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing in this region. You could line this border with MRLS, multiple rocket launch systems, truck-mounted missiles, and just rain hell across this border along the Dnipro River. Soften all of this up. Use artillery. Use your long guns. Use airstrikes. And then it doesn't matter if the tank has a top speed of 68 miles an hour, but it's only going 20 because of the mud. And so when Russia strikes, not if, I believe it's a when, that's what I think we'll be seeing in this region, subject to change at any moment. Another thing that's interesting to look at, and Forward Observer on their daily situational awareness was talking about this morning, is this region over here, South Korea, North Korea, Japan, if we zoom out a little bit, China and Taiwan, then we've got the Philippines here, and Indonesia and Australia. So what we like to refer to as the Southeast Asia area right here. So from cpf.navy.mil, Australia, Canada, Germany, Japan, and the U.S. joined for Annual X 2021. And so these five countries, all, you know, basically NATO countries, are all in this region flexing their collective muscle. Where? They are doing this in the Philippine Sea. If you look at your screen, that's this area right here, which is on the eastern side of Taiwan. Eastern side of the Philippines, just north of Australia. And so these five nations, including Japan, including Australia, and Malaysia, I believe, has assets. Malaysia's over here, far to the west of the Philippines and the Philippine Sea, as well as the United States and Germany, have all got assets in this area, doing a joint exercise, collectively flexing their muscle. Why is that important? Well, it's right to the east of Taiwan. And we know China and Taiwan, they're, you know, they got a, just a, what, 50, 60, 70-year love spat going on right now. And China's been quite vocal about the fact that they are going to take Taiwan. And if they have to, they have a plan to drop 4 nuclear weapons on Japan and to break Japan up into 4 protectorates, 4 states that would be controlled by China. That leaves South Korea over here in this particular region of the world, being a standalone, which we have lots of military bases, lots of military personnel, a good bit of military capability in South Korea, but they're going to be surrounded literally on all sides if something like that happens. And so Japan's not particularly interested in getting nuked again. That would be pretty terrible for lots of reasons, but most of all, been like, bro, you got nuked twice? what are you doing? Like, straighten up. So Japan is very interested in maintaining the sovereignty of their nation. And so they're over here in the Philippine Sea exercising their naval assets with the United States and others directly to the east of Taiwan. And also remember, in this region right here, where we have China, then Mongolia, and then Russia, that, what was it, a couple weeks ago, China and Russia did a joint naval exercise where they came up through this strait right here between South Korea and Japan, went up in between Korea, China, and Japan, around the top of Japan, back around the other side, the eastern side, and then back down in again, and basically circumnavigated Japan with their warships as, hey, a little... yeah, I know you used to think this was your sandbox, but it's our sandbox now, kind of flexing. Just showing the world what they're capable of, making a demonstration of what they might do if they had to. And so not far from there now, we've got U.S. Navy and Canada and Germany and Japan and Australia and Germany and Malaysia all flexing their muscle in this area as well. And so is this a reason to postpone Turkey Day for the imminent collapse based upon World War III? No, it is not. But I do think it's interesting that one of the things that this this exercise is doing is they are training anti-submarine capabilities. And Russia has a nuclear-powered, nuclear-capable torpedo launched from a submarine, Russia does, that we have no defense against. Once that torpedo is launched, there's nothing we can do about it. It runs underwater until it smacks into a landmass with a nuclear warhead on it. We currently don't have a defense against that, other than to sink the Russian submarines before they get the torpedoes off. Again, should we lose sleep over this? I'm going to go with no right now, because we are not given to a spirit of fear. We are commanded to fear one thing, and that is the Lord our God, Yahuwah our Elohim. But a little concerning. And so I'm sure it's just a coincidence that we are exercising our Navy and several other navies in the Philippine Sea, just east of Taiwan, just south of Russia. And part of that has to do with finding and destroying submarines. Okay, copy that. Also, from the New York Times, old news is old news, but I'm encouraged by this. Hey, we still got a live stream with 755 people. What's up, Network Prepper and Bonnie and the Copper Goat? Goat. You know what GOAT stands for? It's not greatest of all time. It's got out again today, because that's what goats do. They got out again today. So, over here, Australia, from the New York Times. It says that thousands rallied in Melbourne. I've heard numbers as high as 600,000 rallied in Melbourne and other Australian cities on Saturday to protest pandemic restrictions and vaccine mandates. Now, one of the things I want to talk about here is I believe the Australian Army rounded up 9 people. And when I say rounded up, I mean forcibly took them from their homes against their will and put them in COVID camps so that they would not transmit the deadly plague to others in Australia. And I was talking with some people about this, and the general consensus is the reason that was something that was capable of happening in the first place is because Australians gave up their rights to weapons. And I know there are many Second Amendment supporters within the sound of my voice, but I cannot urge you more strongly to never be defenseless. Never allow yourself to be disarmed. I told a brother, I said, listen, if we ever run short of hardware, I'll be looking for the jawbone of an ass, because Samson was able to put down 700 dudes with the jawbone of an ass. If that's what it takes, that's what it takes. You cannot, you will not round me or my people up and put us in a camp. It's not happening. And I truly hope that every single American within the sound of my voice knows where the lines in the sand are for them and has the intestinal fortitude and, frankly, the balls to be able to stand up and say, no, not happening. No. Exercise your no money. Your no muscle, rather. You might call it civil disobedience. You might, whatever. I don't care. I don't care what you call it. But you need, as a man, to be able to stand up and simply say, no, that's not happening. Well, sir, if you don't comply, no. I said no. The end. And it's the whole thing we've been talking about for the last year and a half. I'm not wearing the mask. I'm not social distancing. I'm not getting the papers. I'm not sticking the thing. I'm not doing any of that. I will not be conditioned to be cattle. I will not let you put me inside of your fence. I will not stand in your breadline. I will not take your handouts. You cannot tell me how to live. Period. The end. And so I'm encouraged in Australia that people are standing up for their freedom. But please, brothers and sisters here in America, remember that we could very easily be them if we allow some of these liberal agendas that are being pushed to go through. Won't happen. Not me. And I realize that to some makes me a very dangerous man. So be it. Let's never, hopefully, have to find out just how dangerous. You take my people away from me, there's nothing that keeps me civilized anymore. Stew on that for a moment. I got no reason to be good anymore. BearIndependent.com. That's the brief for today, by the way. BearIndependent.com. I wanted to show you guys something in the store on BearIndependent.com. Speaking of unafraid, we've got a new t-shirt out right now. It's a limited time. It's only running through the first of the year. And let's see if I'm smart enough to find my own t-shirt at my own website. Probably not. Apparently not. Ba-ba-da-ba-doo, bee-bee-da-bee-doo. The best show, tremendous. The best information with the worst production value. You are totally correct. Let's see. Sanctified Supply Co. Well, apparently I don't have a new t-shirt out today. We'll see. There it is. Buy now. Page not found. Perfect. I'll tell my wife about that. At some point today, I'll have a new t-shirt up called the Unafraid t-shirt, and that's exactly what it means. I fear one thing, my creator. Everything else, I can be concerned about it, but I'm not overly concerned about it. I'm not afraid of it. We are not given to a spirit of fear. Another thing I wanted to show you guys is Benchmark humidors. The brother who developed these is the same brother who taught me how to do fine woodworking. Not just framing and rough carpentry, but fine woodworking. He's a brother and a friend and a mentor. And I was blessed to be able to meet with him yesterday and get my hands on one of these myself. And they are absolutely gorgeous portable humidors. And so if you're looking for a gift for the cigar aficionado in your life, these are very reasonably priced. He's got several on the shelf for my audience and the ability to produce many more. And I would encourage you to go and check out BenchmarkHumidors.com. BenchmarkHumidors.com. They are, I mean, just look at the figure. Quarter sawn figured walnut travel humidor. Then just absolutely gorgeous woodworking. And they're wood. They're solid wood. The outside is whatever species you pick. The inside is lined with Spanish cedar. The top is held on with magnets that are embedded inside of here. You don't see them. It just clicks right on. It holds the top on. You can turn this thing upside down and shake it and it doesn't come open. It'll hold about 4 sticks. You can throw your little Bovita packets inside of there in order to keep your sticks nice and conditioned for you. Handmade, crafted in the United States of America, man. Small business guy getting after it. It's a phenomenal gift. They're reasonably priced. I mean, $120 for an awesome all-wood humidor made by an American. Very, very cool. This is BenchmarkHumidors.com. And again, the guy that runs this company is the guy that taught me woodworking. I've worked with him for about 4 years, 3 or 4 years. We've built companies together. We've prayed together. We've laughed together. We've cried together. We've gone on mission together. We've done life together. And he is a phenomenal human being with a real heart for reaching men. In fact, one of the things that he's doing that I love is he started a podcast and a YouTube channel called Cigar Church, where 2 to 4 men sit down, smoke a stick, and talk about the Father. And I'm looking forward to being on Cigar Church. I've been invited to be on it, and I'm really looking forward to that. And I'll be sharing that with y'all when the time comes. But if you're looking for a gift for the holiday season, and you want to support an awesome company and an awesome man and an awesome brother who has reached a lot of lives, including mine, this is the guy, this is the thing, Benchmark Humidors. So go check them out. They're freaking awesome. And then, as you guys know, it's the holiday season. People are going to be doing a lot of traveling. Please have your first aid kits on you. Please have your first aid kits on you. We've saved more lives at Refuge Medical from motor vehicle accidents than we have on the battlefields of Iraq and Afghanistan. And that's not because we're not in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's because statistically the most dangerous thing you're going to do is drive. And statistically, within the 90th percentile, causes of preventable death, 9 out of 10 are uncontrolled bleeding. Have your first aid kit. Wherever you're driving, have your first aid kit, okay? And if you don't already have one, you can go to refugemedical.com and get the best kits on the face of the planet. We've also got a huge Black Friday sale going on right now. If you spend $275, not only do you get a free Gen 7 cat tourniquet from North American Rescue, you also get entered into a drawing to win free training and travel. I'm going to give you $1,000 to travel to any one of our classes you pick, as well as the class for free. And you'll get entered into that if you spend $275 or more at refugemedical.com. We've also got the new BearFact 3.0 that has just launched. Upgraded components. Already had the best first aid kit on the planet, and we made it better. We added a burn tech dressing for burns. We added an eye shield and eye pads. Comes with quick clot rolled gauze standard, and it's got these outside Molly bar tacks on the side, so you can hold your shears, an additional tourniquet, chem lights, an O-light, whatever you want on the sides of the kit as well. So upgrade to the outer pouch as well as upgrade to the contents, and that's the new BearFact 3.0 that's out currently, as well as the wound care buckets that you guys know about, the SOBs. Shalom, brother. Got a SOB right here in Hunter Orange. So if you got a hunter in your life that needs a first aid kit, these are available on the website right now as well. It's a limited stock on these. I don't know if I'll make them again. That's going to depend on how well they sell right now. So if you want to get one, tis the season. I wouldn't hold off. And lastly, refugetraining.com. We just got back from Dallas, Texas. Had an awesome essential responder class down there. It was absolutely phenomenal. An awesome class. Our friends from ARFCOM came out and were hanging out with us, and we had a blast. Got to train a bunch of really good people on the fine art of not dying. And so if you have a kit but you don't know how to use it, please come to refugetraining.com and come see us. We've got looks like 5 classes up right now. We will begin populating the 2022 calendar within the next few weeks for upcoming classes. This Responder 3 is going to be the last Responder 3 that we do for the next 90 days, and it's in Phoenix, Arizona. And that's force-on-force situational awareness scenario-based training. It's the bomb. And this Essential Responder right here, which is in Salt Lake City area, which is CPR, AED, Stop the Bleed, all of which are covered by the Good Samaritan Act. Situational awareness, active shooter response, scenario-based training with role players, instructors, including you have to do self-care, buddy care, casualty evacuation, deploy simulated firearms. We use rubber balls. They hurt, but not so much that you want to cry and quit. And because we do that, we can do this for civilians without needing a closed range, unlike simmunitions. And so these are civilian classes you can come to. And by the way, if you win that giveaway from Refuge Medical, you can come to any of these classes, whatever you want. And so that level 1, 2, and 3 is a 2-day course. It's about 20 hours of instruction over the course of 2 days. It's absolutely phenomenal. And that will be, the one in Salt Lake City will be the last one till probably the end of spring next year. for a level 1, 2, and 3. And then we've got level 1s, which is your Stop the Bleed March algorithm and situational awareness in Phoenix, Arizona, Salt Lake City area, Utah, and Wichita, Kansas. And so if you have a kit but don't know how to use it, please go check out refugetraining.com. And with that, that's the show. Hey, y'all have a happy turkey day, okay? Have a happy turkey day. Go out there, be the light, spread the word, and fear nothing. Fear nothing. But Yahuwah, your Elohim. Shalom, y'all.